Welcome to the Deeper Daily Podcast with Pastor Paul White. This five-minute podcast is designed to reveal to you the loveliness of our Lord Jesus.
Greetings to all my podcast friends. Grace and peace may it find you and be with you today. I'm reading from my book, Revelation to Transformation. I'm at the bottom of page 67. This is chapter 7, Grace, Revolution or Rebellion? Up to this point, my prayer is that we have succeeded in making his love and affection irresistible. When love becomes irresistible, it becomes easy to fall into that love. You cannot make yourself love someone you find unattractive, and making yourself love a God of vengeance, anger, and demands is equally impossible. However, now that you are seeing God as loving and his Son as increasingly lovely, falling into love with his irresistible love should be easier by the page. As with any other great truth, the message of God's love and grace has been vehemently opposed by the enemy, who simply cannot afford to have believers walking in this powerful knowledge. His attack against the good news is as old as the good news itself, and it prompted the early apostles to constantly remind the believer of who they are in Christ. Paul took the gospel of grace a step further and gave us sound instruction as to what every believer should expect from his or her own life. Galatians 5:13, "For you, brethren, have been called to liberty. Only do not use liberty as an opportunity for the flesh, but through love serve one another." While all of us want to know what call God has for our lives, there is a universal call for every believer. We are called to liberty, meaning that our Christian lives are meant to be lived in a state of liberty, not of bondage. Any bondage that is imposed on us by others or by our own self is to live beneath the call of God. Due to what we learned in the previous chapter about unseen boundaries on our Christian liberty now that we are under grace, we should take another step forward in our understanding of what it means to be free in Jesus. Christian liberty stands as a representation of what God's grace provides. Understand your liberty and you walk in it. Walk in it and you fulfill God's call in your life. Sounds pretty important, right? The truth is, understanding what is happening inside of you is very important. I know that when I was turned on to the message of God's grace, I began to have conflicting emotions. The side of me that had spent decades reading the Word and believing that I had it down was beginning to see a whole new side of God. It was like getting saved all over again. I formed questions in my heart so fast that I could hardly find answers to all of them. Slowly but surely, the message of grace began to quench my doubts and fears, and my heart settled on the peace afforded by the finished work. One of the things that surfaced in my journey was the idea that the message of God's love and grace, the very message that we have been presenting in this book, was absolutely revolutionary. So incredible were the revelations that God was opening up through his word that it felt like a revolt against so many of the things I had known and preached. That kind of revelation is as life-changing as it is obvious. As glorious and revolutionary as the message of grace is, let us always be on guard that it not take a sidestep from the road of revolution and onto the path of rebellion. Though the actual words revolution and rebellion do not appear in the new covenant in relation to the message of grace, their spirits are there, and we would do well to know the difference. Looking at a secular definition of these two terms first, we get a better understanding of what we are dealing. Webster's New World College Dictionary defines revolution as a complete or radical change of any kind. Conversely, it defines rebellion as a defiance of or opposition to any kind of authority or control. Using these definitions, it appears safe to call what is happening in our hearts concerning the message of God's grace a revolution. We have had a complete and radical change in our hearts concerning the way God thinks about and deals with us. To view the cross as a truly finished work with no works of our own being needed is a radical change from the idea that Jesus just helps us with our old man. Thus, the message of grace is a radical message. Grace as a revolution means that we are in the midst of a revolt, but not one of violence or protest. We are also not revolting against the organized church or ministry. The revolution that grace provides is a revolt against using the law or obedience to achieve righteousness. It is a revolt against religion in favor of a relationship. Grace is God shining light on the new covenant, and to live in the revolution of God's grace is to refuse to glorify that which is abolished, 2 Corinthians 3:13. We are considered revolutionaries because we see the old covenant as that which decayeth and waxeth old, ready to vanish away. Hebrews 8:13 from the King James. I'll stop there near the bottom of page 69. I'm in chapter 7 of our book, Revelation to Transformation. See you tomorrow.
Thank you for joining us for the Deeper Daily Podcast. For more information on our ministry, visit www.paulwhiteministries.org.